all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. This is the day in the church year when we come face to face with the fact of death. I know no one likes to think about it, me least of all, or to talk about it, but that's why we have All Saints Day, to make us, force us really, to come face to face with death. We don't like to do this. In fact, there are entire industries dedicated to helping us forget about it. Cable television, the internet, video games, alcohol. All of it partly there, so we don't have to think about such things. We can distract ourselves 24 hours a day. We can get in the car, turn on the radio, look at our phones, whatever it is. We can push the fact of death away, so we don't have to think about it. But All Saints Day puts death front and center. In a few minutes, we will have a remembrance of the faithful departed, those whom we know and love who have died in the faith. And hearing those names will bring back memories to us, wonderful memories, the joys and the blessings that we experienced with them, memories of loss and graveyards, separation, grief. The readings from Scripture today also make us think of death. Blessed are those who mourn, says Jesus. The introit echoes from the Psalms, the last words of Jesus on the cross. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. The reading from Revelation, which we heard several different places, talks about those who have come out of the great tribulation. In other words, those who have died. And so All Saints Day tells us straight out you are going to die. The ones you love, they will die. The Bible wants us to know that death is real and that we must face it. We must acknowledge it and admit it and stop playing hide and seek with it, putting it in the closet. And then all of a sudden, when we're not aware, it jumps out and scares us. We must admit that death is scary and that it is terrifying, that it is no small thing. You know, we mostly try to ignore death or to put it out of our minds. But, you know, and sometimes, though, we say things like death is natural or circle of life, things like this. But the truth is, death is monstrous. It is a monstrous thing. It's not a part of God's will. It's not a part of how we're created. It's so terrifying. We want to put it in the closet so much because it's not how God made us. It seems inside of us to be wrong. And it contradicts this feeling we have inside of us. And yet their death is gobbling us all up, making us afraid. And so we need something to turn to other than the internet or television, something to give us courage, something to calm our hearts and our minds. And what does that is All Saints Day. The same day that frightens us, that tells us and forces us to look death in the face, this same day also gives us courage and strength to look at and handle death as a Christian. And it does it by telling us that Jesus Christ has defeated death, has conquered it, smashed it. The saints in heaven says John, washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The Lamb's blood is Jesus' death and resurrection. Jesus died in our place. He died our death. He faced death for us, and he won. He rose victorious. Death grabbed him, but could not hold on to him. And that victory that he won over death isn't just his victory, but it's also our victory over death. Because Christ shares that victory with us, we are baptized into Christ. We are his body. And he shares that victory over death that he won with us. He pulls us out of death. Death, as says, had no power over him, has no power also over us. One of my favorite images in Christian art is this icon of Jesus standing over the gates of hell. His feet are on the doors of hell and have smashed them down. He's standing on them, on the doors of death, and he has his hand out, and with one hand he's pulling Adam out, and with the other hand he's pulling Eve out. Well, substitute yourselves, and this is an image of what Christ has done on the cross and in the empty tomb for us. He's put his feet over those doors to death and smashed them down. And one by one, he's pulling us out of death into life. Death now for us as Christians is like being stuck in an elevator or being stuck in a prison cell or sleeping. We're not stuck anymore. The elevator door has been opened, and we were stuck in the elevator, but we're not anymore. We can walk right out. We were in the prison cell, but now the keys are in the door, and out we go. We may have been asleep, laying in the bed, motionless, but now we are awake. We get up. In other words, death exists. When we say Christ has won the victory over death, it does not mean that we don't have to face physical death. We do. Death does exist, just as Christ faced physical death. We know it is there. We can see the elevator. We can see the bed where we took a nap. We can see the prison cell. But we can walk into that prison cell and we walk right out. And the elevator door is stuck open, not closed. We can walk in the elevator and we can walk right back out. Death exists, but it cannot hold us. We'll walk into that elevator room, we'll walk right back out. That's what the book of Revelation says. These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. We walk in the valley of the shadow of death. Death is but a shadow. It exists, it's dark, it's scary, but it's been emptied of its power. And we go through it like walking under the shadow of a tree. Death is real and scary, and we must face it. But we must arm ourselves with God's word and with his promises. Christ has conquered death. And so God's word gives us comforting images, pictures, strong promises about life after death. We hear them today. Christians will gather, says the book of Revelation, before the throne of God, singing his praises, singing, "This is the feast," with all of the saints, all of the angels, the four living creatures, all of creation. We will be there. We will join in that wonderful phrase from the liturgy with the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. There will be no thirst, no hunger, no pain, no hospitals, no cancer, no grief, no tears. Every tear, says Jesus, wiped away. Perhaps the scariest thing about death is being away from those whom we love. Dying means saying goodbye, whether it's we who die or the ones we love. There is a separation, and we don't want to say goodbye. But Jesus' death and resurrection means that death is transformed for us into reunion. I just mentioned them. I'll mention them again, those wonderful words we say, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven. When we gather at this altar, we engage in a reunion of sorts. For the same Jesus that we receive here at this altar is the same Jesus who reigns in heaven. There's only one Jesus. And as we come into his presence here, we come into the very presence of the saints. One Jesus, one song of praise, one worship. And so, death does mean saying goodbye on one level. We do. It's painful, it's hard. But we do it just for a moment. Just for a moment. Because what death does is usher us into that presence of God, where all the saints are, all of the angels, all the names we read today are in heaven. And what death means is we see them again, the ones we love, you and me, all of us gathered together. Death is like going to sleep on Christmas Eve. You're a little kid, and you have to close your eyes. And you have to go to sleep. You have to go into the darkness, right? And there you are all alone in bed. And you close your eyes and everything goes away. You have to say goodbye. But in just an instant, you wake up. And what is it? It's Christmas Day. And there's presents everywhere. And all the people that you love are there. And there is happiness. And there is joy. This is what Jesus Christ, in his victory over death and the grave, has done for us. It has transformed death into reunion. We close our eyes, yes, and we say goodbye. But in an instant, we wake up. And there, our joy will be doubled and tripled, and we will be the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven. Christ has defeated death. Yes, it exists. Yes, it scares us. Yes, it's still there. But death is empty. It is an open door. And we walk right through it into the presence of God and the Lamb and all the saints. May God bring us to that joyful reunion through his will, through his Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the voice of St. Paul. God be with you.